And this is a real story. Again, you're making this up.
I can't make this stuff up. Are you kidding me?
It happened in England, right?
Everybody knows that weddings can go bad.
Yeah.
We've had that show a couple times before over the last 15 years where we have people call up and go, you know, who had the worst thing happen at their wedding?
I have DJed thousands of weddings. I've never seen anything like this.
Well,
never.
You do your best. Right. That's what I mean. Like, these things go. It's the only party I know of that, like, it's a year and a half in the planning, and there's, you know, a ton of money being spent, and everything has gone over and over and over. But you can't count on Mother Nature, and you can't count on family.
This is
too amazing. You just can't.
This is unbelievable.
So, yes, as Richie said, this was over there in the England. People at weddings, they're mystifying when you think about it. Think about the weddings you go to. Normal, civilized people. First of all, they act like they haven't eaten in months.
Right.
They attack the buffet.
If it's buffet style, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's always the best buffet.
Right.
Yeah. And this is something that happened in Norfolk, England last week. 28-year-old Carissa Smetherst was getting married, and apparently her family was pretty darn hungry. And they grabbed for chicken in the buffet line.
Well, like, chicken's always a standard in the buffet.
Chicken.
Got to have your chicken.
So it got a little crazy, escalated to the point where Carissa's uncle, 53-year-old uncle, Kurt Hughes, was apparently arguing over a piece of chicken with his niece and her sister, 29-year-old Crystal. So, what do you do?
How bad did it get? I
mean, he punched her in the face.
Not in a wedding.
Yes, he did. Well,
I don't care if it's a wedding
over
or not.
Over a piece of chicken.
What? You read this to me once.
This poor girl, she's the bride, right? Like, these are probably the first people in line. They're right behind her or whatever. And it's like, I'm sorry. Uncle Kurt, did you just punch her in the face? She has two black eyes.
Oh, that's horrible.
Two black eyes and a broken nose.
And a broken nose?
So
at
he
the
didn't,
buffet line.
He didn't slap his niece. He didn't spank his niece. He punched her right in the face. Right in the middle of the face.
Oh, my God. Oh, chicken.
Mm. And they kept fighting. And then the fight spread. The groom's family got involved. Old people were getting knocked over.
Oh, no, it didn't stop?
Is it like that cell phone commercial?
Yeah.
Everybody's fighting
right.
Over right. Galaxies or Blackberry.
Wedding's gone wild.
Over a piece of chicken. It took 10 cops to break the fight up.
Unbelievable. Foul, but bum.
Kurt was arrested for assault.
Well, at least he's going to get 3 square meals a day.
That's right. Plenty of chicken in prison, yeah. Buddy.
Let's see a fight over the chicken now.
And at a wedding, they usually played the typical song, the chicken dance.
Oh.
Can you imagine how that wedding...
Band? Wonder if they got to that dance. That would have been great.
And would the wedding band have changed the words at all?
Yeah, probably.
How would you have to.
Yeah, you'd have to mess with that a little bit.
First you hug the lovely bride, then you cut into the line for the really grand buffet. Grab as much as you can get. Ah, the hell with etiquette. Slug who's ever in the way. And if anyone resists, says the uncle, use your fist. This could be my only chance. Just punch someone in the eye, grab a leg or grab a thigh. It's the violent chicken dance. The party is a full-scale riot. And I mean that literally. Oh, and I don't suggest you try it. It took 10 cops to keep the peace. Yes, it is the uncle's fault. Book the bum guy in assault. Don't give him a second chance. I guess they proved to me and you, England has their rednecks too. It's the violent chicken dance.
Yeah.
Hey! Oompa Shoompa!